Many men have portrayed Abraham Lincoln. There was Gregory Peck.
87 years ago, our father...
Sam Waterston.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war.
Here's Daniel Day-Lewis, as we heard in previews for the forthcoming movie, Lincoln.
We are stepped out upon the world stage now, with the fate of human dignity in our hands.
And now, Lane Smith.
Do you know how long a man's legs should be, he asked? Long enough to reach the floor.
Lane Smith is a Caldecott Award-winning author and illustrator of children's books, and that reading is from his latest book, Abe Lincoln's Dream. He joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
How did you go from the stinky cheese man to the 16th president of the United States?
Well, a few years ago, I did a book about the founding fathers as children, John, Paul, George, and Ben, and I really enjoyed exploring that visual landscape of broadsides and 18th century illustrations. So I was looking for another president to do just purely out of visual concerns. So I stumbled on this little story about Abe Lincoln's dream, and it gave me an opportunity to study 19th century political cartoons and lithographs and explore that visual side.
Now, in your earlier book about the founding fathers, you wrote with a wonderful disregard for historical truth, and then at the end of the book pointed out what was true and what wasn't true. In this case, the story of Abraham Lincoln's dream is true.
That's right. Most of us know he had premonitions. He was haunted by his dreams. One of my favorite dreams of his was the one where he described himself on an indescribable vessel moving toward an indistinct shore. He had this dream apparently several times before momentous events of the Civil War, and in fact, he had it the night before he was assassinated. So in my story, it takes place in the modern-day White House, and there's a little girl who gets separated from her tour group, and she winds up in the Lincoln bedroom where she encounters Lincoln's ghost, and he's pacing the floor, and he's troubled by this dream, and he is not sure what it meant, because at the time that he left this earth, 1865, we had the Civil War, and he wasn't sure if the states were united, and if there was equality. So he has these questions that are haunting him. So the little girl takes it upon herself to say, you know, I think we're in pretty good shape, and they go on a little tour of modern-day United States, and they have this conversation. By the end, we have a revisit to the dream, but this time the little girl, Quincy, is having the dream, and instead of Lincoln being on this troubled sea in a haunted, dilapidated boat, he's on this glorious River Queen steamship, and he's, you know, heading towards the sunrise, and it's the first time in the book you actually see him smiling and happy.
Lane, you've given away the whole story here.
Well, they don't need to buy the book now. They could probably just steal it off the internet. No, don't do that.
No. The style, first of all, of your illustrations here, pretty dark, very angular, quite detailed, not altogether typical of children's book illustrations.
Well, thanks. I take that as a compliment. I've never subscribed to that theory about that all children's books should be for all kids. When I was a kid, I liked odd and weird things, and I think I would have been insulted if someone gave me a book with, you know, happy little bunnies and a book on feelings or whatever. Mm-hmm. So throughout my career, I've always tried to, I guess, challenge the kid and do modern-looking artwork, to use a hackneyed term, I guess.
Well, given two books now that involve some of the founding fathers and now Lincoln, and also FDR makes a cameo in this in this book as well.
Reagan's dog Rex makes a little cameo as well.
Right. How serious are you about history and imparting an idea of the presidents or American heroes to young readers?
I love the presidents just because I remember looking at their images in the classroom, but I would not consider myself to be any sort of educator. Mostly I'm in it for the laughs.
But do you have a president in mind who might be good for a few more laughs in a future book?
I think, you know, it's funny with the topic of bullying in schools. got to do some of Teddy Roosevelt, you know, with Bully. But I really like the Founding Fathers. I love that period, that colonial garb and the powdered wigs. I would love to revisit that sometime.
Lane Smith, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Lane Smith's new book for youngsters is called Abe Lincoln's Dream.
You're listening to All Things Considered.